Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the concept of sin as lawlessness and disobeying God's law, and how Jesus came to cleanse us from sin and dismantle the works of the devil. Today's Bible verses are from 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 to 8. Everyone who commits sin commits lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who remains in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or known him. Children, let no one deceive you. The person who acts in righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. Whoever sins belongs to the devil, because the devil has sinned from the beginning. Indeed, the Son of God was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. That's 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 to 8.
Today, we're delving into a unique perspective on sin. John boldly states that anyone who engages in sin is committing lawlessness. Sin, he explains, is essentially a disregard for the laws set by God. And when we disregard these laws, we are essentially disregarding God himself. It's like saying, "I don't care about your rules, God. I'm going to do what I want." But here's the thing. We struggle with sin because we fail to understand its true nature. We may downplay it, make excuses for our actions, or even redefine it altogether. However, John is calling us out. He's saying, no, let's call it what it is, sin and lawlessness. Recognizing sin's true nature and wickedness is the first step towards living a holy life. It's about acknowledging that our actions have consequences and that there is a standard of righteousness that God calls us to. John reminds us that Jesus came to take away our sins. His purpose was to cleanse us from our lawlessness and provide us with a fresh start. In him, there is no sin. Therefore, if we choose to remain in him, we won't continue to sin. It's as simple as that. When we truly know and embrace Jesus, sin loses its power over us. Yet, let's acknowledge the reality of the world we live in, a world of deception. It's easy to be misled and believe that our actions don't matter. However, we can't be fooled into thinking that our actions don't define us. Our actions do matter. They reveal the condition of our hearts. Here's a hard truth to digest. Whoever engages in sin belongs to the devil. When we choose to sin, we align ourselves with him. In that moment, we become like him. But here's the good news. The Son of God was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to break the power of sin in our lives. He came to set us free from the bondage of lawlessness. So let's take a moment to reflect on these words from John. Let's call sin what it truly is, lawlessness, an offense against God. Let's recognize its true nature and wickedness. And most importantly, let's cling to Jesus. Let's remain in him and allow his righteousness to transform us from the inside out. Because in him, we find freedom and victory over sin. Sin is a topic that often elicits discomfort and guilt. We may find ourselves struggling to face our own sins, and yet it is essential for our growth and spiritual well-being to confront our shortcomings honestly. By understanding that sin is ultimately a defiance of God's laws and choosing to remain in him, we can break free from the power of sin and experience a life of righteousness. In conclusion, true nature of sin. It is lawlessness, a disregard for God's laws and his authority. But with this understanding comes hope, for Jesus came to cleanse us from our sins and break the power of lawlessness over our lives. Let's not allow ourselves to be deceived by the world's perspective on sin. Instead, let's embrace the truth, acknowledging our need for redemption and forgiveness. As we choose to remain in him, we experience the transformative power of his righteousness and find victory over sin.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and grace that sustains us each day. As we come before you, we acknowledge our need for your guidance and strength. Help us to recognize sin's true nature and to cling to Jesus, who offers us freedom and victory. Grant us the wisdom to walk in obedience to your word and the courage to confront our shortcomings honestly. May your righteousness transform us from the inside out, shaping us into vessels of your love and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Goodbye, and thank you for the blessings you've shared. May you continue to be a source of light and inspiration to those around you, spreading kindness, love, and peace wherever you go. God bless you abundantly on your journey. Farewell.